We have Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans this afternoon. And if you don't have cats, or the cats that you have are lazy, you probably have a mouse problem. And I have on Kyle now to take this further.
Yeah, so it seems like the last couple of weeks, I'm assuming it's because the cold weather is kind of setting in, but one of the most popular things people have been coming in asking for is help if they have mice already in their house or how to keep them out of their house. And there's a couple of products that I always like to recommend to people. The first thing is to think, a lot of people don't think, you know, they hate mice, but they are kind of neat little creatures. So you got to remember that a standard mouse can fit through a hole that is smaller than a dime. So you got to make sure that any little holes around windows, doors, anything around your foundation where wires come in, whether it's a power cable by your meter box or whether it's a telephone line, you seal all those holes up at least with some kind of a silicone sealant. There is a spray foam option that's called Pest Block. There's a couple different brands that have it. We do carry it at Sticks and Stuff, and it comes out like a light green color. It's different than a standard spray foam because it has a agent in it, a bittering agent that they don't like the taste of. Mice will chew through a standard spray foam. Make sure you get a pest block if you're using it specifically to keep rodents out. Another thing that I recommend is getting a really coarse steel wool or like a stainless steel scouring pad, like an SOS pad. You can put that in the hole first and then spray foam around it. If you use a smaller gauge, like a mesh window screen or a really fine steel wool, they can definitely chew through that also. So definitely make sure that you can keep them outside. And if they're already inside, there's kind of two thoughts. Some people use a standard mouse trap, the tried and true. There are some improvements on that. There are some that Victor just came out with. That's an easy load. So you literally pull the spring up, it locks in place, and there's a little tray with a trap door where you put the bait, and it will not go off unless that little tray or trap door is opened. There's live catch if people want to trap them live and let them go somewhere else. And then there's also some more nature or holistic ways to keep them out. There's one called Pest Block, and then there's another one called Pest Pro and Mouse Magic. And those are essentially what looks like an oversized tea bag filled with essential oils like spearmint and peppermint and other things they don't like the smell of. There's also liquid sprays that contain those oils as well. So depending what you want to do, swing in the Sticks and Stuff, and we'll be able to give you a hand to get the mice out of your house.
And given that it is known that your phone line is a little scratchy, I'm hearing that too. The Vermont cell service is one of those things. I will point out that you can reach out to your local Sticks and Stuff, whichever is closer to you, at sticksandstuff.com. And of course, you are at our St. Albans office. They have locations in Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, and Rouse's Point, and can handle your mouse situation. Have solutions for that along with any other home improvement needs.
Absolutely. Just swing into your local store and we'll be glad to give you a hand.
All right. We'll chat with you again next week right around this time.
Sounds good.